Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Bliss Monk and Fun Day. That's a natural ass fact. It's the seventh day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's warm. So it really wasn't that cold this morning. It was like 28 or 30 or something. It wasn't that bad at all. But it's all melting. What little bit there is, I mean, you can see in the, there was none on the ridges. Now it's getting less on the higher mountains on the slopes. I mean, we're going to have some more drought, I do believe. Anyway, let's see. We're going to look at goddamn this fucking price of gas is what we're going to start off with. And we'll do that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. National gas price average reaches $4 per gallon for first time since 2008. It's from Breitbart. $4, fuck man, I tell you what, it's down at the casino, 5 miles down the road, it's $4.69 a gallon. And Klamath Falls, the cheapest you can find it, is $4.39 a gallon. Over in Bly, where I was telling you the other day, it was $4.19. I gotta believe it's up close to $5 right now, and it's bullshit. It should not be, they're fucking just taken from us, guys. Cause we're a bunch of pussies and we let them. Back in the 70s, they tried this shit. They stopped because things started getting tore up. God damn, what will you fucking, you people just bend over and take it right up the fucking ass or what? EIA expects U.S. petroleum trade to shift towards net imports during 2022. Net imports, huh? Next, net crude oil imports subsequently rose by 19% in 2021 to an average of 3.2 million barrels per day, as crude oil consumption increased in response to rising economic activity. My fucking ass! What fucking rising economic activity? Everything was shut fucking down. It's a goddamn lie. We forecast that the United States will continue to import more crude oil than it exports in 2022, reaching an estimated annual average of 3.9 million barrels per day. However, we expect net imports to fall to 3.4 million barrels per day in 2023 as domestic crude oil production increases to an all-time high of 12.6 million barrels a day. See, this fucking, this circle fucking jerk that's wiping your ass on a hula hoop bullshit. There was a glut of fucking oil. Where did that glut go, guys? When it was minus $40 a barrel, did they pay you to fill your fucking rig up? Because this is the system we're going by, is the supply and demand. But see, you got to look at how they play it. Listen to what these fuckers are doing. Since 2010, the United States has exported more refined petroleum products, including distilled fuel, oil, hydrocarbon gas liquids, and motor gasoline, among others, than it has imported. Net exports of refined petroleum products grew by 3.3 million barrels per day in 2020. So there's your if you take that away from what's up there, fucking we're energy independent. And we're not paying to ship any fucking oil across the goddamn seas. But they're taking our gasoline, that gasoline that you're fucking paying for down there, they're fucking exporting it. On the open market. So you're competing with the goddamn Chinese, the goddamn, Indians all around the fucking world for your own goddamn product. See, the reason they're having to bring in more imports is to make more to export and raise the fucking price because the bottom line is they don't want poor people to be able to fucking drive. These fucking communists think they're gonna put us afoot. You know what, motherfuckers? We'll put your ass in the ground. This is fucking out of hand, and we're not too stupid to understand what we're fucking reading here. What happened to that glut of fucking oil? You know what fucking happened to it. You're exporting it out. And they're exporting fucking sweet crude and importing gunk shit from goddamn fucking Saudi Arabia and from the Middle East, from fucking Russia. There was one more. They want to start importing from Venezuela. We don't need it. If they put a moratorium, put the moratorium back on goddamn exports. When fucking gas went it was up 79 cents, it was going up near a dollar. People tore the fucking pumps out of the goddamn gas stations. They would not fucking put up with it. And all of a sudden, like, the gas prices went down. But these fucking communists, they think fucking we ain't going to do nothing to their fucking asses. We're going to bend over and let them have us right in the fucking ass. I mean, you get what the fuck? I'll teach them. I won't drive. But then they don't need to lock you down, do you? Do they? You're stuck in your fucking house anyway, aren't you? But listen to, just this goddamn little scam right here talking about, rose by 19% in 2021. As the exports rose by 3.3 million barrels a day. So what we're doing is importing goddamn oil from a foreign country, paying the import price because it's got to be transported, making fucking product out of it, and the product is being sold on the world market, and we're competing with the fucking world for our sludge fucking shit when we're exporting fucking sweet crude. How stupid do you think we are, you motherfucking communist pigs? Shut that fucking, I did not give permission for them to fucking, lift the ban on fucking exporting our fucking crude oil. Did you? Did any of you? Did they even ask any fucking buddy? They don't own it. We own it. And it's time to start taking these motherfucking robber barons on eyeball to eyeball. Is it worth it to you now, motherfucker? Anyway, the national average price for a gallon of gas skyrocketed to $4. Fuck, that's cheap. $4.39 is the cheapest it is in Klamath, and it's $4.69 a fucking gallon right down 5 miles down the fucking road here at the casino. The highest national average in nearly 14 years. I don't want to hear about your fucking national average. It's over $5 down in fucking California. As our fucking dollar, that means our dollar's getting worse as these fuckers are getting richer, doesn't it? If they're getting, see, there's somewhere here it talks about it, let me find it here. U.S. crude oil briefly tops $130 a barrel. Now, if they're paying us $15 a barrel, that's what they're fucking paying under these goddamn good old boy fucking contracts without our I didn't have my goddamn oil taken from me through any due process of the law. Did you? So they're taking our fucking oil at $15 a barrel. Let's give them $15 a barrel for getting it out of the fucking ground, and they're making a straight up $100 a fucking barrel on our fucking oil just exporting it. All they're doing is signing fucking papers. $100 a fucking barrel while we're paying goddamn $5 a barrel for, a gallon for fucking gas. Are you going to fucking, yeah, you're going to stand for it. You motherfuckers will take anything. I am fucking goddamn amazed sometimes. It just, when I began all this shit, I thought of Americans as goddamn Americans, men with fucking balls and a spine. As long as you can crimp and crawl up in a corner and feel safe for 10 fucking minutes, you ain't going to do shit. Goddamn, the people used to have fucking balls in this goddamn country. Maybe we pump so many fucking foreigners in here, we're just another fucking third world bunch of fucking peons like come out of Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. That's what it looks like. Anyway, I guess they'll fucking force that goddamn electric shit on you. See, the rich motherfuckers, they go buy an electric car, guys. An electric car that you and I cannot fucking afford to own. And then they get subsidized for most of the price of that fucking car. They get a tax subsidy that you and I fucking pay working when we cannot make enough fucking money to buy a car. So the thing here is to put all the little communist fucking slaves to on foot. You really think you're going to pull that shit off? We'll go on foot, you motherfuckers. Anyway, something to think about out there, people. U.S. trucker convoy. I love this. U.S. trucker convoy rolls on D.C. Beltway. This is from Breitbart. And when we were looking at this, I saw they got live footage of them driving around in a circle around D.C. The People's Convoy. God damn, I don't know what the fucking communist salute is, but the people's, really? Not the individuals, not the goddamn American nationals, the people's? Is that the people's of the world communism, you son of a bitches? And who in the fuck is falling for this? The People's Convoy is rolling out to drive around the D.C. Beltway. Interstate 495, a 64-mile loop that surrounds the nation's capital, covering Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Here's your fucking action. Here's the big, bald, goddamn truckers. Here's the fat-ass motherfuckers that sit on their ass 95% of their fucking life and what they're worth. And here's your fucking goddamn... Somebody's making a fucking... Hey, you know what? These fucking... Think about it this way. These goofy son of a bitches are driving around in a fucking circle around Washington, D.C., and paying $5 a gallon for fucking gas to do it. Can you get any more fucking dumber than that? I would like to know. And you'd have to hit your head with a sledgehammer. The convoy is estimated to consist of several hundred trucks and over 1,000 other vehicles, including RVs, driving around in a fucking circle, people. Because they don't want to block traffic, because they don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to get crossways of that fucking national fucking Blackwater USA, do they? What a bunch of fucking cunts you are. Every fucking cunt one of you. Organizers tell Breitbart News that they have been working with local and state law enforcement. Oh, have you really? So you this is a fucking joint enemy operation? Fucking what the fuck? Something they have been doing across the country. I'm fucking sure of it. This is about the biggest bunch of goddamn shill fucking bullshit I ever saw in my fucking life. Don't fucking get that goddamn Bill of Rights out and start enforcing it with your fucking guns like you should have done fucking two generations, three generations ago anyway. Don't do that. Drive around in a fucking circle. Make sure you're all right with the fucking unlawful goddamn policing force that has been placed over you in violation of the fucking highest law in this goddamn land that men fought and died for, you fucking scum. You cowards. I think about the men that fucking fought and died for that son of a bitch. You are sickening, little pervert, little puke, fucking nothings. Go drive around a fucking circle, you fucking idiots. The rest of you fucking idiots, cheer them on. Law enforcement. Sometimes they have been doing across the country, at times receiving a police escort. They plan to loop the beltway twice. Woo! That's going to fucking shut them down. I can see the communists fleeing. I can see the fascists fleeing. I can see them all running. Get the hell out of here. They're going to drive around the beltway twice, burning fucking $5 a gallon goddamn gas. Boy, they're teaching us a lesson. Virginia State Police respect the public's First Amendment right to cry, to whine, to piss, to moan, to take it up your fucking ass, because that's what you're doing, you fucking cowards. First Amendment rights and has been, it ain't no fucking First Amendment. It's the first article. The Bill of Rights is the highest fucking law in this land. You can shove that motherfucking Constitution that never was right up your fucking treasonous ass. First Amendment rights and has been in contact with various groups, organizers to ensure their understanding of Virginia's traffic laws. Wow! What an uprising, people! Jeez, I wish I was a part of that history. Like these fuckers up in goddamn Canada. Everybody, let's hold hands so we can tell our kids we held hands while we were fucked up the ass and made into international communists. You fucking cowards! How about put a rock in that fucking hand? You ain't got no gun, go get one. Ensure their understanding of Virginia's traffic. I can't believe I'm reading this. A Virginia State Police spokesman said in a statement, these communications have also enabled us to share our expectations. Oh, what does the enemy expect me to do next? What do I do, enemy? Should I take a left at the next fucking exit? Should I go? Please tell me what to do, enemy. Tell me what to do so I can suck your enemy ass more at fucking $5 a gallon. Police spokesman said in the statement, these communications have also enabled us to share our expectations related to keeping traffic flowing safely. I thought you were going to go down there and fucking block things down, tell them motherfuckers you weren't moving. Whoa, badass truck drivers. Badass truck drivers. I've been out there. I fucking know better. Traffic flowing safely, efficiently on Virginia highways, especially in the case of emergencies and the first responder vehicles. Everybody's fucking, I mean, did you get your permission? Did you get your permission to drive around in a fucking circle? You nothing, son of a bitches. How many people fucking, how many of you assholes out there donated to this shit? Huh? I'm a patriot. This is how I'm going to do my part. I'm going to donate $1,000 to drive around Washington, D.C. in a loop. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, Republican, have both been monitoring the situation but have expressed support for peaceful protests. I bet you do. Your fucking gas stations, your goddamn restaurant. Hey, these people got to stop and eat, and they got to fucking have some place to sleep. They're making fucking bank on this. And you stupid fucking dead-headed fucking Americans, if any of you gave to this, you are dumber than a fucking red brick. Plain and fucking simple. You ain't even gun polishers. You're lower than the low. We remain dedicated to ensuring that individuals can express their First Amendment right to bitch, moan, cry, fucking get down like a goddamn baby in the fetal position and kick and piss your fucking pants and doing anything you want. And, well, we'll let you do that. We'll let you do that. We'll let you do that. Jesus Christ Almighty, this is pathetic. First Amendment rights while continuing the safe flow of traffic for all travelers. Oh, we got to stay safe, guys. That's why you're going to fucking, you know what? Why don't you just go over to the ditch and dig that motherfucker yourself? Give him your fucking gun and tell him to go ahead and put you out of your sorry ass misery. You are the most pathetic fucking people on this goddamn planet. I thought the goddamn Canadians were bad. At least they stopped and honked their horn and blocked traffic for a little while. You bunch of cunts are driving around in a fucking circle, burning gas, burning resource for fucking nothing. So that you can say, well, we're law-abiding protesters. See, we're letting them know. They don't fucking know what they're doing to you. Is that what your fucking contention is? Is that what you are trying to fucking tell me? If you could see me, would I look stupid? Do I got stupid writ on my fucking forehead? Can you trenchers believe this? This is what these fuckers call fucking rising up against a goddamn international tyrannical government who's trying to kill every goddamn one of us. We'll drive around in a fucking circle. Woo! Yonkin's office said in a statement, we anticipate the possibility of heavier than normal traffic. Oh my God. What are they going to do? Oh, they're going to make goddamn tons more money, aren't they? Everybody in that traffic circle is fucking smiling. Oh, I'm sure they're good entrepreneurs. Are they good goddamn capitalists? Up to the air. Fucking capitalists. You fucking capitalists with the restaurants and the goddamn gas stations and the fucking motels. Are you making lots of money while people drive around in a fucking circle? They are. They're chasing the goddamn wiper. I just realized that. They are chasing the fucking wiper. You're dumber than a dog. You're dumber than a fucking dog. Flow of traffic for all travelers. Yonkin's office said in a statement, we anticipate the possibility of heavier than normal traffic. Woo! This weekend, and we'll continue to monitor with the help from our state, local, and federal partners. You mean your goddamn one world order police fucking state made of goddamn mercenaries, unanswerable to we the people by these goddamn non-governmental agencies that are fucking shoving it up your ass, bitch slapping you around, curb stomping you like you're a fucking punk that you are? The convoy, which departed Adelanto, California, in late February, has now made its central staging ground the Hagerstown Speedway in Hagerstown, Maryland. So you're going to go out, you're going to make sure you get clear off the roads. Don't want to block no traffic. What the fuck are you doing there? What about you fucking stupid pricks that fucking bought into this and fucking give us some goddamn money? At least we're not fucking retarded. I guarantee you these people got fucking probably $1 million fucking dollars to go drive around in a fucking circle and do nothing. While people who are fucking doing the fucking fighting fucking are just struggling to survive. So that you fucking cowards can hand your money over to some dickhead who'll drive around in a fucking circle and call that fucking patriotism. Call that rising up against the man. You fucking are disgusting. You are fucking disgusting. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Henry. On the other side of the fake patriotism, I was at the gas station this morning before work, and there's a bunch of construction workers in there talking about all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I don't know why anybody cares about any of this stuff. Long as they don't touch my money, I don't give a shit what happens. I'm not that old yet. Just stay away from my savings. I don't care.
Yeah, but
That's literally the conversation these tough guys
I hear you, brother. But they're not going to stay away from their fucking savings. Right now, they're fucking... They're gearing up to seize fucking account. I mean, goddamn it. I don't know if you've been to the goddamn store lately or not, but I have, and everything is goddamn doubled. And it's going up higher. I mean, when you get gas up around, I mean, it's going to be $5. I mean, this is 1 week. This went up a fucking dollar here, right? Of a fucking dollar. Now that
We were at the gas station this morning.
Huh? You
know, we're looking at the pump at the gas station this morning. We're looking at the pump. It's about $4 here in Cincinnati.
I seen it yesterday going by the casino, $4.69 a gallon. The cheapest it was in Klamath Falls was $4.39 a gallon.
It's fucking crazy.
It's fucking bullshit. It's what it is. We had a glut. 2 years ago, we had a glut. And now all of a sudden it's $4.69 and we're finding out. You see, that's what they're playing this fucking game with us with. They're importing. Yeah, we're having to import this big number. But how much of that fucking is being sold in the United States and how much is being exported so that we can compete with somebody else for fucking oil that we have to have? Why would you ship anything that you already have there? It'd be your first question.
Because we have sweet fucking crude, the best goddamn oil on the planet, least pollution, easiest to refine, and it's right fucking here, and we're exporting it out of here. Now, that costs money to move it, right? And it also costs money for them to move oil back, the sludge shit, dog shit from Saudi Arabia and fucking Russia, because they've been doing it for fucking ever. And it costs fucking money to move it back in here. That's transportation costs. You're adding to the price of the fucking gas. Why? Why would they do that? And then they bring, they say they give you this bigger number that they're importing. And then they tell you about the record export of the fucking finished product. Like you're too fucking stupid to understand exactly what you're looking at. These son of a bitches need to be taken out and shot right through the fucking head. They are trying to destroy us. They're trying to kill us. They want us all dead. They've proved it 100 times over. We've got another, let's see, it would be criminal to expose infants and young children to this extremely, what the hell? These are in the wrong order. That's the one I want, though. Hang on a second here. I only get two goddamn stories up here. Fox News, Newsmax took Biden money to push a deadly COVID vaccine to its viewers. I'm missing a paper here, I think. Laura better be looking for it. Let me find it here. Here it is. Here we is. Here it is. Meanwhile, people, while you're looking over there in goddamn Ukraine at that fucking, I mean, you gotta be a stupid, dead-headed, mush-minded motherfucker to fucking buy into any of this shit. Looking at that goofy motherfucking retard mummy, fucking Biden picking his fucking teeth. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. Does anybody have any sense of goddamn awareness about him anymore? The CDHD says Pfizer and FDA dropped a data bombshell on COVID vaccine consumers. And this, I mean, this just tells it all. Everything that we've been fucking saying. This is from Children's Health Defense. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. We'll get into it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Hey, if you send me fucking some money, I'll go drive around the fucking circle for you. Unfucking believable. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. Oh, let's see here. CHD says Pfizer and FDA dropped data bombshell on COVID vaccine consumers from Children's Health Defense, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In a 55,000-page set of documents released on Tuesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research is for the first time allowing the public to access data Pfizer submitted to FDA from its clinical trials in support of the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, vaccine doesn't exist, death shot license. This follows U.S. District Judge Mark T. Pittman's decision on January 6th to deny the request from the FDA to suppress the data for the next 75 years, which the agency claimed was necessary in part because of its, quote, limited resources. Well, the billions you've made, you have limited resources? Really? A 38-page report included in the documents features an apocalyptic list of adverse events of special interest. That list, 1,291 different adverse events following vaccination. This is a bombshell, said Children's Health Defense President and General Counsel Mary Holland. At least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years. These findings should put an immediate end to the COVID doesn't exist, COVID doesn't exist, fucking death shots. The potential for serious harm is very clear, and those injured by the vaccines are prohibited from suing Pfizer for damages. No, they're not. They have their rights under the goddamn Bill of Rights, and these fucking, all we got to do is just put our courts back into place, take this goddamn country back, enforce our fucking law. And nobody gets to say, oh, you can't sue me. You want to fucking bet? You'll be in front of a common law court, motherfucker, in front of goddamn six prostitutes and six diggers who've lost fucking kids and family to your fucking murder fucking shot. I just love that. We wrote down in our little declaration of our fucking power, which was a violation of your ninth article. We don't have the fucking authority, but we wrote down, or you can't even fucking sue us. We can put death in your goddamn arm, and you can't. We can murder you on TV, and you can't fucking sue us. The U.S. government has already produced 50 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine intended for children under 5 years of age to be delivered by April 30th, 2022, although the FDA has yet to grant an emergency use authorization. Well, you might as well go right on ahead. It don't matter if you've shown what it is. You've already told people we're killing your fucking asses. For this age group, the risk of serious injury or death from COVID to healthy children is practically nil. And so far, because there is no COVID, it's a fucking common flu, common cold. The vaccine is not effective when used in young children. It ain't effective when used in no fucking body for anything but killing them. It's quite fucking effective if you want to kill somebody. According to The Guardian, Pfizer made nearly $37 billion. But hey, man, they're short on resources because they're pumping more of this fucking death out as fast as they fucking can. In cells from its COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, death shot last year, making it one of the most lucrative products in history.
and has forecast another bumper year in 2022 with a big boost coming from its COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, pill, Paxlovid. President Biden advertised Paxlovid, Paxlovid in his State of the Union address on Tuesday, the same day the Pfizer data was released to the public. We're launching the Test to Treat initiative so people can get tested at a pharmacy and if they're positive, receive Atrovil pills on the spot at no cost. They're giving it. It ain't costing us none of this. I mean, the taxpayers are paying it, but we are the taxpayers. But it's not costing. But it's not. I mean, it's not costing you. It's free, don't you know? Well, how did they make goddamn? How much was it? $37 billion. If it's fucking free, oh, that came from the taxpayers, not from you. Biden said during his speech. From mid-December 2020 through February 18, 2022, the U.S. government database, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VARS, has received 1,134,984 reports of adverse events, including 24,402 deaths following COVID doesn't exist fucking death shot. Death shot seems to be working pretty good to me. Additionally, there have been 4,021 cases of microcarditis, and man, these are hard for me to say, pericarditis in the U.S. with 2,475 cases associated with Pfizer, 1,364 cases with Moderna, and 171 cases with J&J's COVID vaccine. I mean, COVID doesn't exist. I mean, the goddamn death shot. These include 643 reports of microcarditis and pericarditis in children ages 12 to 17. Murder and motherfucking bombshell. Yeah, what was it? The swine flu. They had 10,000 deaths, and they shut that son of a bitch down back in the 70s. Remember? They did the same fucking scam, and they had 10,000 deaths and shut down. You got 24,000 fucking deaths right here that they're admitting to, and I bet there's a hell of a lot more than that. I don't trust nothing, no kind of fucking number coming from these son of a bitches, do you? Let me see where my other paper is here. There it is. It would be criminal to expose infants and young children to this extremely risky product. Yeah. Why don't you let them fucking drink Drano? Said Holland. VAERS data show the catastrophic health impacts the death shot is having on millions of people. Yet Pfizer and other vaccine makers are raking in billions of dollars with no fear of being held accountable for injuries and deaths from the vaccine. Well, you're going to be held accountable, you motherfuckers. When we take this fucking goddamn, when we enforce our fucking law, if we can get off our dead fucking asses, quit driving around in fucking circles and enforce our fucking law and put our goddamn common law courts back into place, we can have these fuckers put up against the wall and shot for fucking murder. Because that's what they're doing. This is fucking genocide. This is premeditated genocide. Oh, what do we got here? Oh, yeah, this is for all the Trump tards out there. Hey, Trump tards, you having a good day? You driving around? Hey, you guys out there in the trucks, hey, how you enjoying your fucking circle? And so they send in lots of money to pay for your gas and your fucking food and your fucking lodging. They're making a fucking mint. I get Maryland's fucking laughing and jumping and fucking having a great fucking time. Fox News and NewsSmart took Biden money to push deadly death shot. I'm not going to call it nothing else. That's what the fuck it is. To its viewers. This is from Substack. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. 2 days ago, Chris, I can't say his name, at Blaze Media revealed that his media organization had filed a FOIA request regarding the Biden administration covert funding of the deadly new vaccine. You know, call it, right? I mean, every fucking article, deadly, deadly, death, death, kill, kill, kill. Deadly new vac is not a vaccine, then is it if it's deadly? It's a goddamn biological kill agent. And the American corporate media. Corporate media, what they discovered will certainly shock you. It didn't shock me one goddamn bit. I can know what I'm looking at. And it's what the hell is that word? Oh, crucial. Crucial story that our corrupt media will work hard to make the least covered and least discussed news story of the year. This is, I mean, they're telling you right fucking here and now that they're fucking killing your fucking people. What, how many people have they killed around the world? And I don't believe that 24,000 shit. That's just what's been reported to the VARs. How many people has this shit really killed? 100,000, 200,000, a million? Just in this country. Because remember, this is being shipped around the world. Pfizer's making goddamn bank. So is fucking Verona or whatever the fucking other one, Johnson & Johnson. They're all making big fucking bucks killing people. What did Chris Pandolfo, I guess it is, find? He discovered that nearly the entire corporate media took money from the Biden administration to push. Remember the pusher, how they used to be, pusher man. I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigger in the alley. Pusher man. Pushing. Dope. Pushing goddamn, they got the guy, fentanyl. They're pushing that too and killing people. Anybody counting that in the count of the fucking murdering bastards, huh? Because that's flowing into this country like goddamn, like a free running river down through a canyon. Administration to push the vaccine to their audiences without disclosing it. More importantly, so-called quote, conservatives. Are you conservatives out there? Are you riding around the circle, are you? Media organizations took money from the Biden administration to spin positive stories about deadly and ineffective vaccines to their conservative viewers who were right to be suspicious. They were suspicious and did not disclose it. Well, so did goddamn Trump. Trump came out, remember, he's the fucking... He's the king of fucking Operation Warp Kill, isn't he? They want to try and spin this one fucking way or the other to the left, false left, or left, or the false right paradigm. You're not going to do it. This is fucking Trump's baby. And he's still out there fucking pushing it, isn't he? Along with the Fox News that helped get the dirty little son of a bitch into fucking office, that lying piece of trash. Into an office that can't exist. I mean, the guy, this whole damn thing's so fucking hard to talk about. We have no fucking...
I believe this campaign was the second highest receiving pay from Big Pharma to Trump's.
What? Excuse me? I didn't get that quite.
I think Trump's campaign was the second highest paid recipient from Big Pharma. Ooh. Behind bumbling-ass Biden.
I wouldn't doubt you a bit, brother. I'll just bet you it was. I mean, you think about...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, here it is. Here's the goddamn release of the documents, finally. They wanted to hold for 75 years. Telling you, and this is just the first 55,000. There's tons more fucking documents. And how many people died yesterday and today? And, this is just from the VARs. That's the ones that reported it. How many went unreported? Guess what? Fox News took the money and said nothing to its conservative viewers. If it did, it would go in their ear and out their ass because they're too fucking stupid to fucking see a muddy elephant sitting on their fucking lap. Conservatives. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, with the VAERS system, only 1% to 10% gets reported. So that number could be 240,000 or 2.4 million. And then there's doctors that get encouraged to not report, nurses that get encouraged not report, they change the fucking number, so it's well into the millions, that number.
I gotta believe it, brother.
Easy.
And what's it gonna be
Easy.
Across the fucking planet?
And that's not counting the cancers that are exploding, yep. The fucking aneurysms, the blood clots, all of that.
I'm watching people around here die of cancer at fucking 40 and 50 years old, way younger than me. But I, you know,
my mom died.
Man. Mm. So did Laura's mom last year. After
56.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah, my mom, she died when she was 56 from cancer, yeah.
Jiminy crickets. My brother died at 57.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm seeing people around here. A guy died a couple of weeks ago that I'd known all my life, and I thought he had to be at least, shit. See, I'm 60. Probably he was in his 50s, probably 52, 53 fucking years old. Deader than a fuck. Oh, but it's always something else, you know, that killed him.
And what's crazy is that there's been reports that show you that all of these prime ministers and presidents and bankers, they live well into their 90s and 100s with no major illnesses. How is that possible when the masses are dying at 50 and 60 years old, 70 years old? But these motherfuckers can live to 100, 80, 85, 90?
Well, there was a report. It was just one time, man. It was another one of them one-time little things where it was just a blip on the fucking tube, you know. But they were talking about the death rate, you know, lifespan. And they said the average lifespan had been rising all these years, but now it's actually they went and looked at it closer, and the poor people are dying around 50 and 60, like you're saying. And the rich people are, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100 fucking years old. Wonder what the difference is. I have to wonder.
They use holistic medicine, and we get the allopathic poison.
Exactly correct. And I don't take their allopathic fucking poison. I take care of myself. I wouldn't go to a goddamn doctor with a pistol to my head.
Hell no.
But yeah, you're right, man. I mean, this is to snuff out. I mean, if they're going to be bring the population down to under 500 million to be in perpetual, what the hell do they call it, perpetual balance with nature, that's a hell of a lot of killing to do, guy. And they've got a hell of a lot of ways they're doing it, like the goddamn, I mean, they spray, I mean, they talk about goddamn man-made weather change. And you look at the goddamn skies and you see these fucking planes coming and making fronts. And you know it's aluminum and barium and shit they're fucking spraying on you. And you know that the weather is being manipulated by man, by these same son of a bitches who want to put a carbon tax on me for fucking breathing, or a tax on a cow for farting. Unfucking believable. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, shit, this ain't no goddamn secret. I'm sure of that. Fox News took the money and said nothing to its conservative viewers. I always see them like these fucking dumb. You're the dumbest goddamn people. No, like, dumbest communists, I know. It'd be a toss-up. Newsmax took the money and said nothing to its conservative viewers. You guys going to go out there and vote again? You going to go vote for more of this fucking shit? Vote us more down the fucking tube, because you sure as hell ain't going to accomplish nothing driving around in fucking circles, burning fucking $5 a gallon gas, eating up their fucking expensive food in the goddamn restaurants. Man, I'm telling you what, even for a phony fucking protest, this is fucking pathetic. In response to a FOIA request filed by the Blaze, HHS revealed that it purchased advertising from major news networks, including ABC, CBS, and NBC, as well as cable TV news stations, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. Legacy media publications included the New York Post, the Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post. Digital media companies like BuzzFeed, News and Newsmax, and hundreds of local newspapers and TV stations. These outlets were collectively responsible for publishing countless articles and video segments regarding the vaccine that were nearly uniformly positive about vaccine in terms of both efficiency and safety, which means they were universally fucking a lie. They all pumped the same fucking lie for money. No, I won't believe that in this country. The United States just wouldn't do something like that, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, somebody's making this shit up. This is false news. This is fake. Well, wait a minute. This came right out of their own fucking documents, didn't it? Now, what about all the people that have taken this fucking shit? What are they? I mean, they're going to start keep dropping. I mean, and they're wanting to do more booster shots. What kind of idiot would you have to be to read this fucking article and go even, and let them give you a fucking another shot? If you've already been dumb enough to take one, if you've been dumber enough to take two, what kind of fucking fool would you have to be? Don't answer that question. This is the largest and most comprehensive breach of journalistic excuse me, that was just too fucking funny. This largest comprehensive breach of journalistic ethics. I think that's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? I don't know. That has ever occurred. Almost everybody took the money. No. I won't believe that. Not of the news agencies. The fourth arm of the fucking communist government. The propaganda fucking machine. What are they? The Ministry of Truth. Ministry of Truth is going to, I mean, they're on there fucking taking down the goddamn truth and putting up fucking lies for money. And it's been proved. But, oh, they can do that, guys. Because you're fucking stupid enough and cowardly enough to let them. Almost everybody lied about the vaccine, knowingly or unknowingly. There was no unknowingly a fucking about it. There was no unknowingly a fucking about it. What about Cuomo? 4,000 fucking dead. He's being prosecuted, right? There's a grand jury fucking that's in session right now to prosecute that motherfucker for 4,000 murders, right? No, we don't prosecute the fucking goddamn mafia fucking dons, do we? He just used the stinky finger defense. Bill Clinton's stinky finger defense. You fucking murder a bunch of people. You sell some fucking ICBM guidance systems to your fucking enemy. Man, just fucking get out the cigar and the fucking dress with cum all over it. And all's good. Hell, fucking Bill didn't even lose his job. And Cuomo's still got $16 million in his war chest. He'll be fucking governor in two more fucking years, you watch. Largest comprehensive breach of journalistic ethics. Fuck, you got no ethics, you pieces of shit, and you're going to fucking answer for it. That have ever occurred. Almost everybody took the money. Almost everybody lied about the vaccine knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly. There ain't no unknowingly fucking about it. You're supposed to be an investigative journalist. Fucking, we're what the fuck are we here? Like some fucking hillbillies up in the hill. We told it right, didn't we? We got it exactly correct, didn't we? What the fuck are we goddamn swamis that can fucking read minds and read the universe? Or can we just look right in front of us and see that muddy fucking elephant sitting on our goddamn lap? Almost everybody refused to report anything negative about the vaccines. No. This is such a shock, guys. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm taken aback. I can't believe this. This is America, man. This is America. What are we doing here in America? What are we doing here? We're going to go.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
Now, there was some ethnic reporting. The New World Order. I've seen an article earlier today talking that saying that Israel's special forces were over there fighting in the Ukraine for the New World Order. You know, the motherfuckers that have infiltrated this country and taken positions in the highest seats of fucking power across the board. The son of a bitches that have already got in place a goddamn $38 billion direct tax to a foreign fucking nation? How bad does this have to get before you get out of your fucking ring, quit driving around in a fucking circle, chasing a fucking wiper, stand up and be a fucking man, and fucking take this country back? We so fucking outnumber them. We're so much more powerful, but so much more pussy. I guess you can be the biggest, meanest son of a bitch in the world. If you're a fucking cunt, it don't matter. If you'll lay down like a fucking baby in the fetal position and piss yourself and moan and beg and oh, I just don't want to get hurt. Fucking disgusting, people. I've had enough of it. That's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, man, fucking think about what I said, what we talked about today. Driving around in a fucking circle. And then you have this fucking come out with all this shit about, I mean, this was there all the time. And Pfizer, all of them knew about it. The fucking goddamn Fox knew about it. Fucking goddamn Newsmax knew about it. All these fuckers knew about it. They all part of the fuck, they all think that they're going to get their ticket in that 500 million, but they don't understand what a small number 500 million is when you're talking about 7 billion. They just can't conceive the fucking numbers yet. And, you know, it'll be just like on the checklist of the fucking ones that, you know, that are popping people in the head at first. They'll end up getting popped in the head next. But you're not going to fucking do it here. Because there are enough people in this goddamn country that aren't that fucking stupid, that aren't that fucking cowardly. And I want to especially tell you motherfuckers that donated to this shit. Go ahead and donate to fucking driving around a circle. Because that's safe. That's safe. Standing up and being a man like the people who gave us these fucking rights, that 3%, they should have kicked every son of a bitch out of here that didn't fight. It's easy to give fucking freedom away, you cowardly cocksuckers, especially when you're making money off it, because you put mammon above fucking all else, and that's a fucking fact. Mammon is the fucking god of these United States of America. Anybody that says otherwise, a fucking liar, and I'll tell them to their face, and that is the word from the trenches. Damn straight.